We have a New Year's event coming up for the CHAMP program, and for those of you who don't know what CHAMP stands for, it's Communities Hosting Alternatives to Minors Partying. What we've been doing in the area right now is trying to get kids on the weekends to do something besides going out and partying or just sitting around at their house and doing nothing. We want them to get out and be with their friends, do different things in the community, and this program's a good thing for them. So we have an event coming up. It's at the Ishpeming High School, December 31st through January 1st. It's for grades 6 through 12 from all the local schools in this area. There's a $5 cover per student or $10 per family, and there's going to be lots of events going on. We're going to be having a ball drop at midnight. Thanks to Barb Savalainen at Negaunee High School. She actually, her and her students made us the ball drop, so it's pretty cool. It's in the back of my car right now. But we're going to have free food, free prizes. We got a lot of local sponsors, and I'd like to thank all of them for donating their time and donations for the CHAMP program. We're going to be having sporting tournaments, group games, lots of things going on at this event. So,
lack of a better term, it's basically a lock-in for New Year's Eve.
Right, yep. It's 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., and once the students are there, they have to stay there. The only way they can leave is parents' permission, so it is a lock-in. It's going to be a good time. Lots of kids have signed up already. So registration is at the door. You can register at the door when you get there. And
now, you mentioned this is at Ishpeming High School, but as you also kind of threw in there, if you're in Gwynn, Republic, Marquette, you're welcome.
Yep, all schools are welcome. So get your friends together. Come on down to Ishpeming High School. It should be a good time, and we'll be celebrating the new year. So
one of the things I know that, this is a relatively kind of a popular thing to do with the kids and whatnot, but the community support must be fairly good to see when you get that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of community support. This is a new program in the area right now, and it's something that we need, we don't have in this community. So when we go to businesses for sponsors or any kind of donations, they're, willing to help us out with that.
Well, I'm sure once you mention what this is and the business owners learn about what's going on here, they've got to be all for it, because most of them probably have kids, at least, that were or in this age range. And this is a tough age right now. I mean, it's difficult with all the challenges. I mean, we had peer pressure, us old guys, years ago, but it's different now.
Yeah, it is different. And a lot of the sponsors do have kids, and they want their kids to, do good things and not get into trouble. So this program definitely helps with that.
But I don't also remember that back in our day, we had things like this.
No.
There really wasn't. And it's a good thing to have and get the community behind it and whatnot. So, again, what are the hours with it and how can kids get involved?
Well, it's December 31st through January 1st, and it's 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. at the Ishpeming High School. Cost is $5 per student or $10 per family. For more information, people can call me, Bobby Iyett, at 315-2601. I also have registrations if you want to pre-register your child. We have registrations at hand.